Dolce e Sina e Dunque.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Da početku ovoga misnog slava.
The beginning of this celebration, greeting you all. Parishioners, as well as all of you pilgrims, all of you listeners of Radio Međugorje, we are in this time of preparation for the 35th anniversary of Our Lady's Apparitions. This is the moment of encounter with God, the moment of genuine joy, in which the Lord wishes to imbue our human heart. And just like apostles who respected him after his resurrection to give them gift of peace, let us pray tonight together by thanking our Lord for the presence of Our Lady Queen of Peace in the last 35 years, for her messages, for her encouragements to the whole world, to the whole church, to the whole mankind. Let's pray tonight above all for the gift of peace, the peace in the world, peace in human heart, peace in our families. Let's pray for all of those who are sick, all those who recommended themselves in our prayers, especially tonight. I place one person who is severely sick in our prayers, and let us ask for the Lord the strength for them and for us, in order for us to be worthy of celebrating this Holy Mass, these mysteries of the Holy Mass. Let us repent at the beginning for all of our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Molimo se.
Let's pray. All-powerful God, help your people to walk the path to salvation by following the teaching of St. John the Baptist. May we come to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.